Shall we?
This is it. This is our closing session. So we seem to have lost some of our crowd, but nonetheless, we're going to do this anyway. Last two issues on the docket are the mitzvot of the calendar that are solar calendar dependent. We spent a lot of time talking about all of the Hebrew calendar stuff, the mechanics of the Hebrew calendar, how it came about, how it's calculated, but there are two mitzvot related to specifically English or solar calendar moments that has ramification for tefillah. One, of course, is Birkat HaChama, which we just had a number of years ago, correct?
Within
my tenure in St. Louis. So
the last time we had this class.
Within the last 10 years, I think it was 8 years ago, 9 years ago, we'll find the date in a second. And the other, of course, is the famous issue related to Talmud Matar, which, of course, we started saying Talmud Matar on Meir Vav,
December
5th, unless it's the year before leap year, in which case it's December 6th. And everybody always asks me the question, how is it that we have an English date in a halachic structure? So those are concepts we're going to get to, and with that we will bring our course in the calendar to a close. Remind us first that in order to understand these issues, these are two mitzvot, or two components, that are related to the tkufot. What's a tkufa? Okay, so a tkufa can be defined either as a season. So you have a tkufat tevet is your winter season, tkufat tamuz is your summer season, tkufat tishrei is your fall, tkufat nisan is your spring. So it can be a season. The specific date of the tkufa, what we call tkufat nisan, tkufat tamuz, tkufat tishrei, tkufat tevet, is also a reference to the equinox or the solstice. So those moments when the sun, when the day and night are either at its longest or shortest or equal, they are referred to in the halachic literature as a tkufa. So tkufat nisan can refer to the spring. Tkufat nisan can also refer to the autumnal equinox. Tkufat tishrei, similarly to the vernal. Sorry, tkufat nisan is the vernal equinox. Tkufat tishrei is the autumnal equinox. Tkufat Tammuz is your summer solstice, and Tkufat Tevet is your winter solstice. So those are your 4 days. Now, this Gemara in Erevin is at the center of this discussion, and it's a very complex statement. When you think about it or distill it out of its complexity, it really is very simple. Shmuel stated, and I'm going to translate from Tkufat Nisan to a vernal equinox, Tkufat Tammuz to summer solstice, etc. The vernal equinox occurs only at the beginning of one of the 4 quarters of the day, either at the beginning of the day, or at the beginning of the night, or at midday, or at midnight. The summer solstice occurs only either at the end of 1.5, or at the end of 7.5 hours of the day or night. The autumnal equinox occurs only at the end of 3 or 9 hours of the day or the night, and the winter solstice occurs only at the end of 4.5 or 10.5 hours of the day or the night. The duration of a season of the year is no other than 91 days and 7.5 hours. That is a very long-winded way of saying that the length of my year is 365.25 days. Divide 365.25 equally into 4 parts, and you get 91 days, 7.5 hours. David's going to test it. Right? Okay. And then take a starting point and work through what 91 days, 7.5 hours comes to, and those are the numbers. So, more or less, that's the complete. This is what we call Tkufat Shmuel, meaning the calendar solar year according to Shmuel, which is more or less roughly equivalent to what they used to use in the English calendar system, which is called the Julian calendar, the length of the solar year being approximated to 365.25 days. So the numbers work as follows. Assuming that a year is 365 days and 6 hours, that's 365 and a quarter days, and assuming that we start with a moment. Now, you have to have some moment with which the calendar starts. Our Hebrew calendar starts in the fictitious year, which is Molad Tohu, Tishrei, a year in advance of creation. So we created an arbitrary fixed starting point for the Hebrew calendar of the months, called it Molad Tohu, or Molad of Tishrei, a year before creation. Similarly, our solar calendar has to have a starting point. Well, our solar calendar is dependent upon the sun. And the sun is created on day 4. So therefore, assuming that at the moment of creation, on day 4, 0 hours, is the beginning of creation of the sun, is the beginning of Tekufat Nisan. That's the assumption. Working off that assumption, each quarter is 91 days and 7.5 hours long. So Tekufat Tammuz would therefore be at 91 days, 7.5 hours. Tekufat Tishrei would be at 182 and 15 hours. Tekufat Tevet, 273 and 22.5 hours. Tekufat Nisan, year 2, is going to be at exactly 365 days and 6 hours later. If that's year 1 to year 2. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel also said that the dates here, and this is what happens when you do the math modulus 7, because it's, if you go back to here, you'll see that he's really interested in what time of day or night these occur. So if we look at what time of day they occur, if Tekufat Nisan starts at 0 hours, then, let's say Tuesday, 6 p.m., Tekufat Tammuz is going to be 7.5 hours later, Wednesday at 1:30 a.m. Tekufat Tishrei is going to be 15 hours later, Wednesday, 9 a.m. This is modulus 7. Tekufat Tevet, 22.5 hours later, Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Tekufat Nisan, one day, 6 hours later, Thursday, 12 a.m. Don't forget, 91 days, 7.5 hours, modulus 7, 91 days is exactly
13 weeks.
13 weeks. So all those multiples of 91 drop out. And this is what's left. So the shift, the equinox, or the tekufa shifts 7.5 hours each quarter, and therefore I have a fixed time frame for each of them. Okay. Sometimes it gets more complicated than it needs to, because we'll simplify it all in a moment, but this is essentially what Shmuel said, that Tekufat Nisan will only fall in the four quarters of the day, 6 p.m., 12 a.m., 6 a.m., or 12 p.m. Tekufat Tammuz will only fall at Be'achatu Mechza, or Be'sheva Be'mechza, 1:30 or 7:30. Tekufat Tishrei will only fall Be'shalosh Sha'ot or Be'tesha Sha'ot, 9 or 3 p.m. Tekufat Tevet will only fall at Arba Be'mechza, Be'eser Be'mechza, 4:30 or 10:30. Why? Because again, for the same reason, go back from here, this is one iteration through the year, 1:39, 4:30, 12. Next iteration through, you're going to start at 6 a.m., 6, 1:39, 4:30, 12, 7:30, 3, 10:30, 6, 1:39, 4:30, 12, right? So if you go through the year across, that's what you're going to get. Each tekufa, therefore, has a fixed start time. It's either 6 p.m. or 12 a.m., 1:30 or 7:30, 9 or 3, 4:30 or 10:30. It's what happens when you divide the year evenly into 365 and a quarter days. Works beautifully. The math is simple. Only problem with the math is... What? It's not accurate. So we'll deal with the inaccuracy of it separately, but the math of it is very simple. All right. However, we need to... this is an interesting point, just an interesting arbitrary point. At what point does this cycle back to the star point? Meaning if Tekufat Nisan is at 4 days, 0 hours, how many years will it take, how many iterations through will it take for Tekufat Nisan to return to 4 days, 0 hours?
Two seasons, yeah.
Right, so the answer is, the math of it, right, how long will it take for the seasons for the season shifts by a day and 6 hours, right, if that's what the season shifts by, how long will it take for the season to return to its exact starting point? When will the shift be equal to an equal number of 7? And the answer is 35 iterations, or 28. Sorry, the answer is, these come in the multiple is 35. Those are 28 iterations, or 28 years. So every 28 years, the sun returns to that starting point. The whole cycle comes back to point zero. And therefore, Tuesday night, or Wednesday, 6 p.m., 4 days, 0 hours, every 28 years is, of course, the mitzvah of
Berakotachama. So every time that happens, we say a bracha.
It's called the Machzor HaGadol. What's the Machzor HaKatan? If this is the Machzor HaGadol, what's the Machzor HaKatan? Machzor is the cycle. If this is the great cycle, what's the small cycle? What? The 19-year leap year cycle, correct. Okay, this is the Machzor HaKadol, then the your leap year cycle is the Machzor HaKatan. Here's Machzor HaGadol, and we've already talked about the Machzor HaKatan. And that's where Berakos HaChama comes in. Gemara Brachas, Haro Echama B'tkufata, Levana B'gvuata, V'kochavim B'mesilotam, U'mezalot K'sidran, Omer Baruch HaSeb Reshit, Eman Havi, Amar Abaye, Kol 28 Shnin, V'Hadar Machzor, Naflat Kufat Nisre Bishabtai Baurta Ditlat Nage Arba. Rabbis told he would see the sun at its turning point, the moon at its power, the planets in its orbits, the signs of the zodiac, and the orderly progress. Should say the bracha. When does this happen? Every 28 years, when the cycle begins again and the spring equinox falls in Saturn on the evening of Tuesday going into Wednesday. And that is the mitzvah Berakos HaChama, which we had not too long ago. Always Wednesday. Why is it always Wednesday? Because that's by definition, right? When the sun returns to the day at which it was created, it has to be on a Wednesday. Yom Rivi'i. Always Wednesday. You can recite the bracha during this time frame. And here are the civil dates of Berakos HaChama in the 28th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd century. That's the one we just had, April 8th, 2009. Notice, interestingly enough, that the English dates are always more or less the same. How ironic is that? Correct. The answer is it's not ironic at all, because I'm testing you, right? Okay?
Yeah,
all right. Because it's by definition a solar event. So of course the solar date should be the same, more or less. The Hebrew date, of course, will shift accordingly. I'm going to expand on that in a second. But notice that the English date shifts a day into the 22nd century and the 23rd century. Okay? Why? Why? For the same reason that Talamata shifts a day every century, because of the leap year rule that shifts between the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar that Halacha never compensated for. So we're still working with what would have been called the Julian calendar as far as the English length of the solar year goes. We're good? Okay, here's an interesting bit of trivia. Pure trivia. This has nothing to do with calculations, just pure trivia. There was, at some point or another, a discussion that Berakos HaChama, which fell this past year, if you recall, on Erev Pesach. Right? Remember that it was Erev Pesach?
Right.
When it fell in 2009. So there was some discussion in 1925, it also fell on Erev Pesach. There was some discussion about the fact that 1925, the last time Berakos HaChama coincided with Erev Pesach, it was reported that such occurrence was messianic, having only previously occurred twice in the history of mankind, the year of the Exodus and Purim. Now, go prove that. Or disprove it. So the fact is, the fixed calendar that we have started in the 4th century. Prior to that, the dynamic calendar made any assumptions impossible. What would it look like if we perpetuated Hillel's calendar backwards to creation?
Well, just like this is getting later and later in the century, they'd be off in the other direction.
That's correct. So more or less, if we worked with Berakos HaChama and Erev Pesach between creation 6049, this would be the structure of of these would be all of the dates in which Birchas HaChama occurred on Erev Pesach, if we worked our way backwards. Happens to be that neither 2448 or nor 3404, which are the dates assumed to be Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Purim, are on this list, and there are many other dates that are on this list that are Erev Pesach, and so the likelihood of that fact being anywhere near accurate is simply impossible to predict or say. It's probably not. So, but it makes for good news coverage. Everything Berachas HaChama comes up on Erev Pesach. Okay. You'll get the slides. That's all in the printouts, but I didn't get the printouts today, so I apologize for that. Okay. We're good? Now, here's an interesting piece of trivia. I just like this piece. It's an interesting vort. It's an interesting insight that you can take to the bank. When was the world created? So we actually have a machloket. We've been working off the assumption that the world starts in Tishrei and that our calendar starts in Tishrei. But we actually have a machloket. It has been said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'Tishrei Nivra Olam, Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'Nisan Nivra Olam. Rabbi Eliezer said the world was created in Tishrei, Rabbi Yeshua said the world was created in Nisan. We have a machloket. Go prove which one's right, which one's wrong. You'll never be able to prove it, but it is an interesting machloket. Now, the irony of the calendar is, which do we paskin by?
Tishrei.
Are you sure?
No.
What do we say in Rosh Hashanah? Hayom harat olam, right? So Rosh Hashanah, we say this is the birthday of the world. Okay? So our calendar starts in Tishrei, correct? But our solar calendar starts in Nisan. And so really the answer is we pass them both. It depends on what we use them for. And that's the irony of the way the calendar works. With regards to the Machzor Katan, the 19-year leap year cycle, the age of the world, our calendar year, all goes from Tishrei, and therefore we follow in that regard Rabbi Eliezer, but Tishrei Nivra Olam, Rosh Hashanah, we say it, Yom Harat Olam. But with regards to the Machzor Gadol, Kufot, calculation of the seasons, the Birchas HaChama, Talamata, all of those solar related issues, there we calculate the beginning of the calendar from Tkufat Nisan, not from Tkufat Tishrei, and therefore we start from Nisan according to Yeshua. So we actually follow both. And that is the statement of the Gemara. The mabul meaning the calculation of years, our solar calendar, our calendar events, Tishrei Nivra Olam, starts from Tishrei, whereas the tkufa calculations start from Nisan. Afagav disfrilu kirabishu de benisan nivra olam, even though we hold that the world starts from Nisan with regards to tkufa. Monin shnot noach ubriat olam v'shnot hachama mitishrei mishum de tishrei rosh hashanim l'shmitim v'liyovla. That's what Tosfot says. Rosh Hashanah is the new year for shmita, for yovla, for the calculations of the calendar, etc. But with regards to the calculations for tkufot, we follow Rabbi Yeshua. And that's essentially what we've just identified. The world was created in Nisan, starting point for astronomical calculations. The calendar fixed begins in Tishrei following the agricultural cycle of Shemitah and Yovel. Cultural, social events, we follow Nisan, beginning of we follow Tishrei. The astronomical calculations start from Nisan. Interesting trivia. Okay, all of that's part one. Birkas HaChama. Question. Ben?
Question. We did the whole calculation for Birkat HaChama based on creation on the fourth day. You're saying in Nisan or in Tishrei?
Technically, we'll see it in Nisan.
But we did the whole thing as far as
Machzor Katan from Tishrei.
We did the Machzor Gadol, you're saying, from
Nisan.
Erev Pesach and around Erev Pesach.
Right. All of that was based on Nisan. And the Machzor Katan started with Tishrei. So where do we converge the two? We'll come to it. Right, we're going to have to come. It's a complicated calculation that I'll just show you the math. I'm not going to go through it in my head because it's too late at night, but I'll just show it to you and you'll see.
No, I'm just going to get it straight in my head.
Okay, so let's shift our attention to Talamata for a moment. This is an old story, but nonetheless it's worthwhile knowing about it. Talamata is what the Gemara calls Sho'alim al HaGeshamim, the request for rain, which is different from Mashi Ruach Moed HaGeshem, the mention of rain in the opening bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishlosha b'mar cheshven Sho'alim et HaGeshamim, Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shiva abo. Two opinions as to when we start to request rain. One says the third of Cheshvan, the other says the seventh of Cheshvan. Where's the seventh of Cheshvan coming from? 15 days after Sukkot, Kadesh Yagia, Acharon Shabbi Yisrael in Harprat, so that the last Israelite may reach the Euphrates River on his way home from Aliyah Levi. That is Minagar Tisod till this day. They say Talamata, starting with Zayin Cheshvan. In, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Elazar, we passing like Rabbi Gamliel, 7th of Tishrei, Ubagola ad shishim batkufa. But in the diaspora, we don't begin to say Talamata until 60 days after Tkufat Tishrei. Tkufat Tishrei, of course, is the autumnal equinox, right? And so 60 days later, according to Shmuel's calculation, 60 days later, we begin to say Talamata in the Gola. Now we, every Gola community, every community outside of Israel, follows the community above. For complicated reasons, which are beyond the scope of our discussion right now, there was a decision made that Chutz La'aretz essentially would follow the community of Bavel. The reason the Gemara says Bavel started Talamata later is because they needed the rain later. And so they set a different start date. But once that was established, the minhag became that all diaspora communities would follow Bavel and therefore follow this practice. Soloveitchik has a whole piece about how essentially the communities of Chutz La'aretz become a support system for the community of Israel and kind of hold off the prayer for rain until a later date. But essentially that's the piece of it. Therefore, this is a quote from the Shulchan Aruch, which you can't really read here. In the blessing for sustenance, Berkat Hashanim, during the rain season, we say, and give rain, and do upon the earth, tal umata livracha bnei adama. We begin this request in the diaspora, in Ma'ariv, the 60th day after Tkufat Tishrei, and in Israel, in the 7th of Cheshvan, shishim yom, b'tfilat avit shel yom shishim achar Tkufat Tishrei, u'be'eret Yisrael matchilin lish'ol milel zayin b'mar Cheshvan. That's the practice. Okay, that's the easy part. The more complicated part is that in halacha, there's no solar calendar. If you look at any sefer prior to the last 200 years, and you looked up when do we start to say Talamata, it'll say 60 days after Tkufat Tishrei. The problem is, Tkufat Tishrei is a concept in the solar calendar that has to be translated into a concept, a date in the lunar calendar. Because there is no solar calendar with a date attached to it in halacha. We have a solar calendar date. We have a concept called December 5th, or December 6th, or December 4th, or October 7th, or whatever you want to put to it. But in halacha prior to 200 years ago, there was no reference to any of those English dates. And so, what did you do to translate the Tkufat Tishrei of any given year to the Hebrew date of that year? Now, it'll work out that once you do that math, you're going to end up with the same English date every year, because it's going to be the same. The English date is a purely solar event, so it has to be. But it'll shift in the Hebrew calendar. Every year it'll be different. And so they went through a complex calculation, mathematical calculation, to figure out when Tkufat Tishrei was in the Hebrew calendar in any given year. and then determine 60 days later when Talamat there would be. So you have to announce it in the Lua. You have to go through that calculation every year or create a chart of it in some fashion. We don't do that anymore because we assume it's always going to be the same day in the English calendar. If you don't have an English calendar to work with, you've got to translate your English calendar back to your Hebrew calendar and then translate it back. So you've got two translation systems going on. Okay, so this is where the calculations get a little complicated. I'm just going to show them to you. I'm not going to process through in our heads for them. It doesn't have that much of a practical ramification for us. But the way it works is as follows. We can calculate the date of a tkufa, any of the four tkufot, of any year. How? By calculating the number of tkufot from creation. We know how many years we are in creation. So calculate the tkufa from creation, calculate how many years gone forward, and how much the tkufa shifts in relation to the solar year, in relation to the lunar year in any given year. We did that math once before. How much is the difference between the solar year and the lunar year? We called it a tkufa shift, the very first class. Okay, we calculated the amount of the molad of 12 months, and the difference in the molad of 12 months in 365 and a quarter days. And that difference was your tkufa shift. We'll figure out how many years you are from creation, in modulus 7, how much that has shifted from its original starting point. So it's theoretically doable. You need a starting point, however. Your starting point is tkufa nisan, day 4, hour 0, birkas achama. You know the molad tishrei of year 1 of creation, and you know the molad tishrei of shnat tohu. So I have my two Hebrew calendar day moments, and I have my tkufat nisan in the middle. So now, molad tishrei is... Remember how we got to that? How we got to molad tishrei of year 1 being 6 days, 14 hours? Adam HaRishon is created at 12 noon, second hour, Mekadosh HaChodesh, etc. It's all medrash. That's how we got to Shnat Tohu. We're working our way backwards. Molad Tohu as 2 days, 5 hours, 204 parts. That was where the lunar calendar starts from. So those two points are fixed. And we can calculate the difference between the Tkufot of creation and the Molad of creation. We know when they are. Then, once we have that shift, then I simply multiply that by the number of years in the Tkufa shift annually. Take everything modulus 7. You should be able to create a correlation between the two calendar systems. So this is more or less what it looks like. If I start with Tkufa Nisan of Shnat Tohu is 4 days, 0 hours, I derive Tkufa Tishrei of year 1 by multiplying 2 seasons later, so that's 4 days, 15 hours. I take the molad of Tishrei of that year, take the difference between them, and that is the difference between Tkufa Tishrei prior to molad Tishrei of year 1. Then, I take that difference, and this is the yearly tkufa shift. This is how much the solar year is more than the lunar year in any given year. Right? 12 mola. And that's what half of it is. So I have tkufa tishrei prior to mola tishrei of year 1. Tkufa nisan in relation to mola nisan is half a year earlier. And tkufa tishrei in relation to mola tishrei a year earlier is this number here. So now I have, go back to my starting point, remember my calendar starts from Tishrei of what year? Molad Tohu. Tishrei of Shnat Tohu. So I have to work my way backwards to the Tkufa Tishrei of that same year. I don't have that. I have Tkufa Nisan of year 1. I've got to go back 6 months earlier. That's the number. 12 days, 20 hours, 204 parts is when Tkufa Tishrei is in relation to Molad Tishrei of Shnat Tohu. And then I have a starting point, so now I just work my way forward. How many cycles do I have between that and today? How many 19-year cycles or how many, however I want to multiply it, how many years? I know what that shift is, modulus 7, and I can figure out where I am in relationship to that Tkufa. Right, wants to know what year it is. Right? Then just plugging in the same math that we're familiar with. doable. Much more complicated than I need to anymore, because now I have an English calendar, I can correlate the two. But at least before that, this was the math that you had to go to. Now, FYI, open parentheses. This math allows us to revisit two unanswered questions from our very first session.
Anybody remember what they were?
The two unanswered questions when we defined the Machzor HaKatan. This was our Machzor HaKatan. Do you remember this chart? Tkufat Nisan in relation to Molad Nisan. Remember, how did we define a leap year? Define the leap year by any year in which Tkufat Nisan would fall after the 15th of Nisan. Tkufat Nisan. Pesach has to be in the spring. So Tkufat Nisan has to be before the 15th of Nisan. In any given year, if Tkufat Nisan is later than the 15th of Nisan, we're going to make that year a leap year. And this was the Tkufa Shift. This was that number, 10, 21, 204. Take a hypothetical year where Molad Nisan is equal to Tkufat Nisan. Start there, 10 days, first year. Remember how we got this calculation of the Machzor HaKatan? First year, Tkufat Nisan is going to fall on the 10th day, 21 hours, 204 parts of Nisan. That's before the 15th, so that's okay, that's a normal year. The following year, it's going to fall on the 21st. That's going to be too late. It can't be, can't have Tkufat Nisan on the 21st of Nisan. So what do? We make that month Nisan into Adar, and that'll throw us backwards, right? Then I have to apply a different number, a minus number, to go back to the following year. And so I work this, that's how we count to the 19-year cycle. We had two unresolved questions. What were they? One is epsilon a delta. One is the fact that there's an offset in the 19-year cycle. There's a 1 hour, 485-part discrepancy somewhere along the line that has to be compensated for, number one. And number two, year 16. Tkufat Nisan falls on the 15th day of Nisan. Okay. But the 15th day of Nisan falling in the middle of the day, it's not clear whether that's before, right? It's not clear whether this should be a leap year or not. Okay, those are my two unresolved questions. What do I do with these two numbers? Those were, right, the epsilon of the offset of 1 hour, 485 parts, and year 16, which was assumed to be a simple year, but it depends on when the Molad Nisan falls. In some years, this could be the 16th of Nisan, and would require it to be a leap year. And so that was left open. And, of course, the bigger question is there a hypothetical year when Molad Nisan is equal to Tkufat Nisan, when the starting point of these two systems don't come together? Those are the questions we left unresolved from session number one. We now have, at least in theory, enough information to resolve this. When calculating the Machzor HaKatan, we assumed the hypothetical year of Molad Nisan is equal to Tkufat Nisan, and Tkufat Nisan in year 16 fell at this time. Was that the 15th or 16th of Nisan? Solution, in year 0, Tkufat Nisan fell 7 days, 9 hours, 642 parts earlier than Molad Nisan. So we can therefore be certain that that year is not a leap year, and because we're going to constantly compensate back to that system, we're going to compensate for that thing, so we can be sure that we're okay. In other words, we started with a hypothetical starting point of the calendar, with 0, where Molad equals Tkufa. But in fact, the calendar starts from a year in which the Tkufa of Nisan is 7 days prior to the Molad of Nisan. Because we're going back, we actually started the calendar 6 months earlier. So we didn't have that problem. That's solution number one. Solution number two, what happened to solution number two? I don't have a clue. Where did solution number two go? Here.
The offset.
Here, right there. Calculate Tkufat Tishrei. So this is where I went through the math of it, but I didn't redo the slide for this slide originally when we did it through. I didn't update this slide, but This is where you take into consideration the 1 hour, 485 parts. That's the margin of error in the 19-year cycle. Multiply that by how many total year cycles there are, and that's the shift of... That's the accumulated shift of Tkuf Mahzor HaKatan between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. So it actually allows me a shortcut to work through when Tkufa Tishrei, or when the Tkufa falls. Because instead of having to go through the complicated math each year, I just know that every 19 years, my relationship between my solar calendar and my lunar calendar is going to be off by 1 hour, 485 parts. So multiply that by the number of 19-year cycles I have. And that'll tell me my Tkufa shift over the course of the whole calendar. And so I take that into consideration. Tkufa Tishrei in any given year will occur 18 days, 7 hours, 75 parts later in relation to Mola Tishrei than it did at the year of creation. That's that 1 hour, 485 parts. That's what it should be. So once I have that number, I can then go and plug that in. This is the offset 303 cycles. Add to that the offset of year 0, and I come up with Tkufa Tishrei in relation to Mola Tishrei in the present year. But that's how you come to a date. You take, let's say, 5778 today, right, to calculate how many total cycles there have been since creation, 19-year cycles. Multiply that by 1 hour, 585 parts. That's the offset between the 19-year cycle, which is purely lunar, and the Tkufa cycle of the solar calendar. Then I add the offset of year 0, and I come up with the date, which is the Tkufa of Tishrei in that year. And that's what I've got right here. Then I can say, okay, so now I know when it's going to fall in relationship to Mola Tishrei of this year. Tkufa Tishrei is 5 days later. Now plug that into my Hebrew calendar, calculate 60 days later, and I start Talamanta. It'll come to the same English date, but that's not our issue. Step 3, find the Hebrew date of Tkufat Tishrei based on Mola de Tishrei. Mola Tishrei, we already established, is back at Tkufat Tishrei in relation to Mola Tishrei. So we start here. That's your shift. Mola Tishrei is here. Tkufat Tishrei will fall day 3, 14 hours, 1080 parts. I can go through the math of it, but it'll end up coming to October 7th, 3 p.m. Mola Tishrei, let's go back here for a second, 5 days, 10 hours, 951. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so Mola Tishrei, this is the fixed date of Mola Tishrei. Go back to that original chart, Mola Tishrei that year. This is what we just calculated, how off is Tkufa Tishrei in relation, we don't have a date for it, but we know where it is in relationship to Mola Tishrei. That's this chart. Okay, we know that Tkufa Tishrei in relation to Mola Tishrei is 5 days, 10 hours, 951 parts later. So to start with Mola Tishrei, add that 5 days, 10 hours, 951 parts, and you're going to get... Tkufa Tishrei will be Tuesday, 15 hours, 5 days after Mola Tishrei. Right, everything modulus 7. Conclusion, Rosh Hashanah that day of the Molad. Rosh Hashanah was on the day of the Molad with no Dechiyah. Tkufa Tishrei therefore occurred 5 days later. Or day 3, 6 hours of Tishrei, or October 7th at 3 p.m. More or less. Again, we can go through the math, but I didn't want to get too bogged down on this today, but that's more or less the concept. Okay, so Tkufa Tishrei is going to end up being 60 days later, or December 5th, which of course is why Tkufa Tishrei is always, Talamotav is always on December 5th. And these are the dates of Tkufat, or She'ela, for Nisan 1900 to Teva 2100. They are Tkufat Tishrei, Tkufat Teva, Tkufat Nisan, Tkufat Tammuz, based on the original calculations that we started with, and then 60 days after Tkufat Tishrei is always going to be December 5th, except for here. It's going to be the year before a civil leap year on December 6th. Why does Talamata date, why do the Talamata dates change? When do they change? Every century. More or less, every century. You're going to shift the day. Why are they going to shift the day every century? Right, because our solar calendar is based on Tkufat Shemuel, which is 365 and a quarter days. The actual solar astronomical calculation of the solar year is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. Difference of 11 minutes, or a day every 128 years, that will catch up very quickly. That will come back to bite us very quickly. And that was the same issue that the Julian calendar had, the original solar calendar that was used for many centuries, when they realized that their calculations were inaccurate. So the solar calendar fixed itself. The English calendar that we use today fixed itself from the famous leap year rule. Julian calendar in 1582, Pope Gregory the 13th dropped 10 days and designated October 5th as October 15th in order to compensate for the discrepancy that had up until that point accumulated. Why that date? So the vernal equinox would fall on March 21st, the year it was in 325, the year of the Council of Nicaea, which determined the rules of Easter, and so that's why that date was determined. None of that is relevant to us. It just happens to be interesting trivia. And therefore, they created a complex set of rules. Now, it's not enough to say every... What was the set of rules? Anybody know how to calculate the rules for computer programs for the English leap year?
It's right there.
Any year, wholly divisible by 4, but not by 100, unless also divisible by 400. I've written that in computer code many times. So, for example, the year 1900 is not a leap year, because even though it's divisible by 4, it's not divisible by 400. But the year 2000 was a leap year because it's also divisible by 400. And that was the way to keep the Julian calendar the Gregorian calendar, which we use today, as accurate as possible. After the turn of each century in the civil calendar, except for years divisible by 400, the date of Talamata will shift by a day. In other words, in most centuries, every century, Talamata will get a day later. Except for the year 2000. Because we didn't skip a leap year in the year 2000. So we didn't shift Talamata. But in the year 2100, the civil calendar will skip a leap year. And because the civil calendar will skip a leap year, the date of Talamata will shift from December 5th to December 6th. And the century later will shift to December 7th. And will continue to do so every century except for 400 years until Mashiach. Now, in theory, if you continue that process, you could end up at some point in the future with Talamata being in the spring. And even our leap year calculation, although the offset of our leap year calculation isn't quite as acute, but it's still based on the same problem of a calculation of a solar year of 365 and a quarter days. So there are those Achronim claim that the Chazal were aware of the problem, but they assumed that before this became a real issue, Mashiach would come and return us to a dynamic calendar, in which case we wouldn't have to worry about it. That's what is whether that's whether or not the advent of Mashiach will bring us back to a dynamic calendar, we will keep the fixed calendar, is anybody's guess. But that is one of the issues that needs to be resolved, is the shift back to the adjustment of the solar year, because whereas the lunar calendar and the calculations of the Molad are incredibly accurate, the solar calendar calculations and the calculations of these two events, Talamata and Yechas HaChama, is very gross and very inaccurate.
Because
we're using 365 and a quarter instead of the calculation.
And now there was 5 hours and 28 minutes.
Right. Now I have a theory as to why. Why do they use such an accurate system for the Molar calculations, such an inaccurate system for Talamata and Berachas HaChama? And they knew that it was inaccurate, because the more accurate way to calculate the solar calendar, even for Chazal, was to take the 19-year cycle and divide it by 19, the entire length of the 19-year cycle, divide it by 19, and use that for the solar year. Much more complicated math, but doable. Why did they leave Talamata and in the diaspora and the date of Berachas HaChama as two events based on the solar calendar, which was so inaccurate, and they knew it was inaccurate, whereas everything else in the calendar is so accurate? So my theory is that the difference between the two systems is that most of us lay people with regard to the subject don't need to worry about the lunar calendar. It was established, it was fixed, all the calculations were done by Hillel, it's irrelevant. None of it plays a role in the day-to-day routine or ritual of Jewish life. We have a calendar, we know what it is. If you never came to this class and you never heard of what a kviya was, it wouldn't make any difference to your religious life. But every Jew needs to calculate when to say Talamata. And every Jew needs to calculate when to say Birkas HaChama. So those calculations that were left to the people, they kept as a simplified solar year, 365 and a quarter days. It was those calculations that went into the backdrop to the calendar calculations of the Molad and the Shchodesh that was left to the Sanhedrin, that they used the more accurate calendar of the Molad. That's my theory. I could be totally wrong on it, but that's just an intuitive guess. Which brings us to the last two slides of this entire course. This is my favorite. If it shows up, there you go. Rambam's conclusion to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Rambam, Al yud rachimenu kalim be'enecha. Don't take these matters lightly. Mipnei she'in anu tzuchin lehen, b'zman hazeh, just because we don't need them for today. She'enu adrachim drachim rochakim ba'amukin hen. These are sophisticated matters. So the Ibur, Sheyu Chachamim Hagdolim Yodim Otan, Ve'enan Mosrin Otan L'chol Adam, Elo L'smuchim Nivonim. These were the secrets of intercalation, which our great sages knew and handed over only to the wisest. Aval, Ze HaChishbon Shemechashvin B'zman She'en Beit Din Kavua, Al HaRa'aya, Al Ri'iya, She'anu Mechashvin Bo Hayom, אפילו תינוקות של בית רבן מגיען עד סופו בשלושה וארבעה ימים. The mathematical calculations we use today in the absence of a Beit Din to establish the new moon by sighting, even school children can understand these matters with but 3 or 4 days of study. Math of the calendar is so simple, school child can understand it in 3 or 4 days, not a problem. What's called the Rambam's definition of a school child. Right. The Rambam's definition of a school child, you can understand it in 3 or 4 days of study. The rest of us took 6 weeks to only touch the surface.
And that is where we came to in our opening slide of the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament proclaim His handiwork. Hashemayim misapim kvodel maaseh yadav magid harakia. That's it. That's our study of the calendar. Questions? All good. Oh, good. This last one is a little bit. I didn't go through the math so much of the calculations on the Tkufa Tishrei. They get a little bit complicated, but also not so relevant. Because we don't, in practical terms, we don't use them anymore. So that's where we're at. Okay. And we will adjourn here. I'll let you go home a little bit early tonight. And, okay.
I had a hard time.
Yeah, you know what, the math, I didn't get into it. Like, I didn't. I just showed it very cursory, very superficial. I didn't, like, when we do the math on the MOLED, I did it more in depth. It's just, it's not necessary so much, this piece of it.
Because the end result is always the same.
Because the end, because we don't work with it anymore. Like, we don't work with this calculation of how to correlate Tkufa Tishrei and the Tkufa and the MOLED and the Hebrew data anymore. So, in practical terms, it's not relevant, whereas the calculations of the Molad, they are very relevant because we continue to work with them every month. You know, it's the Molad, you have to know when the Molad is, you have to know what the Kviya is. So this part of it became much more hypothetical, theoretical than practical. Okay.